that thing into the India dugout.
Go after the manager.
Yeah.
What bad control?
Boston, when McCarthy was landing in Boston, he shot one in there, and he said, don't get on that guy. He said, he's been shooting me for years. He said, you can hit it right in here.
So those were pretty good years with the Indians. Yeah. You were pretty happy there?
Yeah, they were all. Yeah, there's not many guys in baseball you don't like, really. They're pretty good. They learned to get along with each other because they live together.
How was that Cleveland Stadium?
I didn't like it. It was pretty good to pitch in, but it's a dismal place, you know. Cold,
I heard they used to, on weekends when they would sell out, they'd put people behind the outfield fence, let them stand there. Maybe that was later.
In Cleveland? Not that big part. That thing holds 70,000 people.
Oh, really? Oh.
They called it a mistake by the lake or something.
Oh, really?
That was a big stadium before they got their new park. You know, I've never seen their new park. Jacob Field, whatever.
Jacob Field, yeah. And then, let's
kind
see.
Of a hitter's part, I think.
56. So then you finally moved over to, 56, 57. You played for Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm dying to know, because I've interviewed him so many times. What did you think of Gus Triandos?
Liked him very much. Yeah. We picked him on most of the time. Yeah.
Who'd you room with there?
Well, I roomed with Jim Wilson a little while when I was over there. And
Greg Zuppo.
Yeah,
I talked to him before. Dick. Williams.
I'm trying to remember now. Yeah.
Brooks Robinson, 20 years old, batted .239.
Yeah. What a fielder though. I didn't think he'd going to make the Hall of Fame, but he'd become stronger. He'd become a lot stronger. He wasn't a power hitter when he first came up. But he's a great third baseman, without a doubt. And he got stronger. Pretty good pop in the bat.
You weren't too bad that year. 6-6 with a 3.64. Mm-hmm. For 35 years old, you pitched 27 games. Two complete ones.
Everybody picked a 3-day rest.
Yeah, that's it. You didn't give up a lot of home runs.
No.
Ratio.
Never did. No.
Why was that? Because
well,
you threw
I,
low?
I learned the two-seam deal, and I got a lot of good movement. I started getting a lot of ground balls. I wish I'd learned sooner. But that helped me a lot. I got from Parnell there.
Because you only gave up four home runs in 121 innings.
Yeah, even Boston, I think I gave
that's
up.
Good.
Gave up 10 or something like that. I never had much trouble with that.
Dizzy Trout pitched on that team too at 42. He's following you around. 81 ERA. He pitched in two games.
I think Paul Rickey brought him back. He was kind of in retirement. And he brought him back because we were running short of pitches. And he did pretty good. Pretty well there.
Those guys finished fifth. Exactly 500, 76-76. Paul Richards.
Mm-hmm. Good manager. Very good manager.
Gus says he was a real good strategist.
Yeah.
He would really study the opponents.
He was way ahead of the game. He had the guys with a helmet on and the bat and the whole thing, you know.
And then 50. And then you finally moved over to the National League.
Yeah.
Toward the end of your career, 1958.
Yeah. When I started with Cincinnati. I got about half the year through there, and I didn't start there either. I thought I was going to. I started a couple games in spring training, did all right, and then I started relieving over there. I didn't know what I was a good reliever. I had much better luck starting.
I didn't know Don Newcomb pitched for the Reds.
He did. In fact, I beat him one game there in St. Louis.
Wow.
I even got a cheap hit off him down the third baseline. He gets so hard, though.
So you played with another Hall of Famer here, Frank Robinson, right?
Yeah, briefly. With Cincinnati, I played with him. Then I pitched against him. He hit one off me in the same game. He hit one off me in St. Louis, off in that old ballpark. It went over the left field bleachers and hit the sign behind it.
Damn. He could hit, huh?
Yeah, he could, yeah.
What was he like when you talked to him?
Oh, he's fine. We went to the same high school there, you know, but not the same time, of course.
Did he say something to you about that?
Yeah, we talked about it. They took our picture. There was who was the other you mentioned?
Veda Pinson.
Veda Pinson, yeah. But we were all at a different time, you know.
Yeah.
I think he was ahead of Pinson.
He probably told you, we don't have any more white boys at McClyman's now.
Yeah. The great basketball player went there, too. Bill.
Bill Russell?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Boy, they have a history.
Yeah, they have a lot of good athletes. But
Chuck Mixkus. What's that guy's? Eddie Mixkus? Mixkus?
Yeah, Eddie Mixkus or Mixkus. Mixkus, yeah.
Wasn't he the one that had that woman stalking him? And they had to go to court finally? She tried to shoot him?
I think so. I think
that's the one.
Shot him or shot him with a 22 or tried to or something. Yeah, that's something.
So what was out of all the teams you played for, what was the best experience? The Indians or the Red Sox?
I like Chicago, to tell you the truth.
Well, that was your best years, right?
Yeah, I think so. I kind of like to stay there because when they traded me, that's when Paul Richards went over there and he brought all those speed guys over there. They could really run, you know. And Fox was there, but I didn't get really getting established. And he brought, I have trouble with name now. The guy can run so well, the outfielder.
Pro.
I'm a deer for the White Sox when he came over there. Come over from Cleveland to the White Sox.
Wirtz? No.
No. He's Spanish.
Carrasco?
No.
What? Here, I have it right here. You're saying for what year?
Run like a deer. Well, let's see. That would
49?
That would have been 50. About 50. They got Paul Rico. I guess they got him from Cleveland, I think. Run like a deer. And he could hit, too. He was a good outfielder. And then they had Jim Busby, another flyer. He'd been a track man, you know, Jim Busby. So that was a pretty fast
50.
Outfield.
He wasn't there in 49.
No, 50. Or 51, I think. I'm thinking of him. Right-hand hitter. He played a long time, about three decades, I think.
And he had a Hispanic name? Chico Carrasco was shortstop.
No, he's an outfielder.
Dave Philly, Gus Neal, Marv Rickert were the outfielders, right?
You're talking about 50, aren't you?
Yeah. And you said when did
51.
He
come over next year. When I was Boston, he came over there. Yeah. He could fly. And then had Busby, and then, you know, he could run. And
of course, that's the one year I don't have.
Well, anyway, he added to their speed. He was a very, very good ball player. It gets better, in fact.
Did you ever...
They had a fast ball club in the point on, yeah.
Did you ever get in any fights?
No, just a couple of them. Melees where everybody runs out there, you know.
Did you ever get thrown out of a game?
No, I never did.
Did you ever get in a real argument with the umps?
Oh, I complained, you know. But
do you remember any of the good umps or bad umps? Or?
Yeah, there was a difference in them, but they were pretty good. I mean, I didn't have anybody out to get me or anything like that, you know.
Did you notice that there was a difference between the American and National League as far as strike zone and what they called?
I didn't notice much difference, really. So, I think there's a little different up, maybe.
A little higher in the American League?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
So because tell me a funny story.
They say they didn't give you as much
knee
there, yeah. But I couldn't notice too much difference.
Well, they said it's changed over the years, that back then they give you the higher strike in both leagues.
I think it was a little higher
now
than
they take
now.
That away. Now you got to throw it right at the letters. There's no. Yeah. Used to be the shoulders to the top of the knee. The shoulders to the knees?
It never was a shoulder.
Yeah, it never was.
They'd give you the bottom of the letters sometimes.
Yeah.
But they never did like to call high strikes, so, you know. If you got established as a high, like win, establish the high strike fastball pitcher, they'd give you, you know. And the guy with Baltimore, the great pitcher, they'd give him Palmer.
Right.
He'd give that. He'd pull and pick that way. You pick that way all the time, they'd kind of give it to you, you know.
Did you ever change your pitching style based on what you saw the umpire calling? The guy was calling high strikes, you tend to throw a little higher, or did you just throw your game? You didn't worry about that?
No, I didn't do that. I just had to pick the best way I could pick, so I didn't worry about their weaknesses. I try to fix to my strength primarily. Most guys do that, I think, really.
Tell me a funny story.
Well, there's one, let's see, you mean on the field or just...
Ladies and gentlemen, after the last time we had this...
Most of the funny stories don't happen on the field.
Well, we had the White Sox. They had Ted Lang was known for being a very generous guy, you know. And the fact that I think the guy's name was Ben Lyons in Boston said that the hotel people in New York, the baseball players, that he was the best tipper of all, you know. And so he was well known for that. We had a coach named Buster Mills. He resembled Ted a lot. So we come in here from spring training, and on the train there in Chicago, and there's two or three guys rush up to Buster Mills to grab his bags. Two of them both wanted his bags. He says, I'm glad to see you back, Mr. Lyons. He says, I'm not Lyons, I'm Buster Mills. He says, I know you. I said, I've been carrying your bags for 4 years. He says, you're Ted Lyons. And he says, they're going up and he's conversing two or three times, there's a long walk up there. And he says, yes, sir, Mr. Lyons. And then Buster chipped in. He says, you're not Ted Lyons.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So now that you're scouting, you've scouted how now? So after your career, you have scouted how many years for the Braves?
30 for the Braves.
And have you signed any names that I would know?
I think you might. Yeah, Dale Murphy and
heard of him.
I signed Joe Morgan actually for Houston, but those two guys were the only. I signed two guys that won back-to-back MVPs, and they were the two.
Wow! Wow!
Yeah. And of course, well, I don't think Murphy's going to make a Hall of Fame, though.
No.
He's got two or three more home runs. They might have made 400. Yeah. It sounds better, you know.
Well,
you
that's
know.
A great trivia question they always ask Coor, that you can do an entire team of guys who went back to back. And you know who the pitcher is? Hal Newhouser. Hal Newhouser.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he went back to back during the war.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Well, I had some others.
Any playing now?
Dave Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Blauser, just up here above Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Hubbard, the second baseman. Now,
damn.
Now
these are all
there.
Your finds?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dusty Baker.
Wow.
I would say Baker, Morgan, and I'm sure Dusty Baker, Joe Morgan, Dale Murphy would be my best three. You know?
Now, out of those, the ones you just named.
And then Justice is not bad either. You know?
Out of those you named, which was the biggest surprise that he got to the majors?
Well, actually. I think the biggest probably might have been Hubbard. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to make it or not. He was a shortstop. And I knew he had to go to second base, but he had this strong leg and he had quick feet, you know.
And who was the one?
But I didn't know if he hit enough, you know.
Yeah.
He's a fine second baseman, and he got slick of the ribbon on that double play. He teaches it now. He's one of the best. He's helping the Giles tremendously. And he's a good guy. He's all baseball.
Oh yeah, and
just a small bonus signing out of Utah.
Because they say if a scout gets like one good player in his whole career, that he's a great scout. So you must have a reputation as being a pretty damn good scout if you've gotten that many guys.
Yeah.
Any playing now?
Also signed a third baseman now. That we got out of Arizona. But he was signed in the Braves ballpark, though. But they gave me credit for it anyway.
Who?
Horner?
Yeah. Bob Horner.
He let himself get heavy.
Hit four home runs in the game.
Yeah,
he did. Yeah. He got heavy.
Yeah.
Well, he went to Arizona State, right?
Yeah. You know, made an adjustment on him. He was too far from the plate. I walked in the Wichita tournament for 2 years, you know. And he's too far from the plate. In fact, he hurt his shoulder when they were trying to chase the curveball, right-hand curveball. Weak on the right-hand curveball. He could be too deep in the park. Plate, and it just wasn't there for him. And he moved up in the plate. He got a quick bat. And the hitting instructor moved him up on the plate. And the first game he played in the big league, Blind 11 with a great curveball. He ran out of the ballpark because he had plate coverage. And he found out he could get around on the tight fastball. He was always laying back because he wouldn't want to get jammed. And he didn't have plate coverage on a breaking ball away. That was his whole trouble.
Wow.
As soon as he moved up, he had plate coverage and he had quickness.
Wow.
So you got a tough hitter. Right there.
Wow.
But he let himself go physically, though. He just got heavy, and he wasn't an old guy when he was out of baseball. You know?
Anybody now, any phenoms in the minor league system that you found?
No, not anymore. No. I think the last guy I signed for them got there was probably Blauser.
Who now?
Jeff Blauser probably be the last one. I signed a pitcher that should have been Ken Daly.
I remember him.
Yeah.
He pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals, didn't he?
Yeah, he pitched for the Braves very briefly. He hurt his arm, though. He led the International League strikeouts. We signed him with a good curveball and a kind of sneaky fact, just average fastball, but he had a very good curveball. And they took his curveball away to take him a slider, and he hurt his arm. And they did that, you know.
once the arm is gone.